This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, January 23. Please pray with me. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 26. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? Jesus came into the world to become the Lamb of God who would die for all of our sins. This is why he made his final trip to Jerusalem, why he had his final lessons and prayers with his disciples, and why he went to Gethsemane to pray. His time had come. Jesus told his closest followers, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." Acutely aware of his impending death on the cross, he asked his friends, "Stay here and keep watch with me. Pray with me, please." Though our own experiences cannot compare to what Jesus went through, we can follow his example and ask others for prayer. 50 years ago, when I was a pastor in New Mexico, I had a gallbladder surgery, and my recovery went poorly. One morning, the surgeon said to my wife, "Now don't you cry, or I'll start crying too." I needed healing, and God still had some important work for me to do. During my weeks in the hospital, one of my faithful visitors was an unassuming Christian man, Coolidge Bige, living in a Navajo family camp south of Gallup. Twice my age and with limited English, he came faithfully to sit and pray with me. When your neighbor is in trouble, regardless of what you can do or can't do for them, you can pray. Pray with me. Dear Savior, in your hour of need, even you asked for prayer. Help us to love our neighbors well by being with them and praying for them in their times of need. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.